Good evening. I'm Jeanne Menard from Deerfield. J-E-A-N-N-E-M-E-N-A-R-D. Thank you. Several years ago, I had a conversation with a then 90-year-old Deerfield native as to what it was like when the power lines were first cut through Deerfield. She said that there was great excitement, as it meant bringing electricity to their home for the first time. I can't imagine that, but I can imagine that it being just revolutionary for that generation in the 50s. The local Deerfield and regional benefits were clearly evident, and the project was readily embraced. Compare the project of June 11th, 1926, when the first 100-foot swath strip of land was deeded to PS&H, and then in March 17th, 1956, when the second 100-foot strip of land was deeded to PS&H, to today's Northern Pass proposed project. In my office in Deerfield, I have a large conference table that was made from the white pine that was cut off of the right-of-way. If you were to come and sit around this table, it just might take you back to a time when PS&H served the needs of New Hampshire's customers exclusively. I do not believe that Eversource's partnership with Hydro-Québec, a for-profit company, will be managing their affairs that are in New Hampshire's best interests. I understand and I do support the grid system, that concept of being a part of a grid, but not at New Hampshire's expense. One example of my concern about a conflict of interest has to do with Northern Pass's representation, I should say a grossly exaggerated and misrepresentation of estimated tax revenues for the town of Deerfield. Reading from New Hampshire Plan Forward, a Deerfield handout, the actual local tax payments would depend on actual final costs of the project in each community and its fair market value. Come back to the table for a minute. My grandparents granted PS&H the right-of-way in 1956. The consideration for this transaction was $1. What is the value of the right-of-way today? I think it is preposterous to shortchange New Hampshire from a tax revenue standpoint by profits from this project being siphoned off by Eversource and Hydro-Québec and having a decreasing value scale, as evidenced in the plan, of fair market value over a 40-year period. The details of how this fair market value of the line is determined and the correct local tax payments have been obscure at best. In my opinion, the need for this project is not clearly evident. The negatives far outweigh any estimated tax benefit, and I do not embrace it. I do look forward to the SEC process. I look forward to having real numbers and information that is clear and truly a representation of the cost benefits and the analysis information of this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.